Testing, testing. Testing. Did you test your microphones? Okay. We on now? Okay. Okay, we're back on the record. It's 3:09 p.m. And Mr. Garcia is still, just a reminder, still under oath. And
Mr. Garcia, we just talked about item number one, where it went from 5 to 3, and then it apparently may have gone back to 5. But in the final analysis on the purchase order, it went to 14, item number one.
That's correct.
Do you recall on whose instructions that change was made?
No, I don't know.
But you signed this PO.
Yes.
Did you compare this quantity of 14 for item number one to the bid?
No, I did not.
You did not compare?
No.
So where did the number 14 come from?
That might have came in through the fax about from Xerox Corporation.
So this was a number possibly suggested by the Xerox?
On their recommendation, yes.
On their recommendations. But it didn't come from anybody within DOE?
No, ma'am.
To your recollection?
No, ma'am.
So this is a number that Xerox suggested should be used?
Yes.
And we went ahead and used it?
Yes.
What about item number two? Going back to that amendment number six, it showed it was supposed to be 44, but in the PO it was 57. So that's an increase of about
13.
Same. Do you recall if there was anyone from DOE who?
Nobody from DOE.
No one from DOE?
No.
So did this number 57 come from Xerox?
Yes.
The number came from Xerox. Item number three shows it was 47, but then on the PO, it's 45. So that's a reduction of 2. Okay. Did anyone from DOE suggested the reduction?
No.
No. So where did the reductions come from?
Xerox also, ma'am.
Xerox also, okay. So, is it safe to say that all of the changes from the IFB...
Excuse me, can I be excused for 1 minute?
Sure. You need some water?
Okay, can we go off the record? Okay.
There's water over there, Mr. Garcia.
Okay, well, let's go off the record for just a little bit. Off the record at 311.